Every Wednesday at this time from the Argus Leader. He follows the University of South Dakota. Mick Gary. Hey, Mick, good afternoon.
Craig, how you doing?
Doing great, man. I remember when USD had baseball. I remember when Scott Fidler was the manager down there, and they got rid of it shortly after he got really good at it. At least that he'll tell you that. Any chance, has there been any discussion that now they're in the Summit League, that USD, is there any chance they could bring baseball back down the road?
Well, you know, they did, and they did have it again, I think, for a while in the 90s there. But I think people were under the impression that when they went Division One, that somehow that it would make it a little bit more enticing to get a program going again. And I would argue that it made it less enticing because they would have to, I mean, they're fighting the costs anyway as moving up. And in addition to that, they would have to find another women's sport to maintain their Title IX compliance. And that would just make it prohibitive to entertain any notion of that. It would be a cool deal, but I don't think the math works at USD very well for that. And that's why it's great that people think it would be a good idea, but I think when you talk to the powers that be there and they know the dollars and cents of it, I don't think they're seriously considering it right now.
What about the success of the other spring sports, men's sports, some track and field? Would that possibly have any bearing on whether or not they wanted to add another sport at this time of the year, in your opinion?
I don't think so. I think that they're happy with the way they're doing it. Obviously, if they had, in a perfect world, they would have baseball, and then I'm not sure exactly what sport they would add for the women in addition, but... you know, a baseball team, they need, you know, that's 30 kids. It's a lot of roster spots, or 25 anyway. And, you know, SDSU's got to pay for equestrian because they have baseball and wrestling. And good for them, but it's a heck of a financial commitment. And I just don't think that USD's up for that fight.
You're not saying SDSU is going to share their horses if USD wanted to get into equestrian?
That's a long ride. I mean, that's like a Gunsmoke Bonanza level ride on a horse. You got 120 miles there.
I hear you. I know it. When I was down at Vermillion in the late 70s, they loved their baseball down there at USD, but they were very shocked when they just dropped it without anybody's really notice down there. And I've always thought about, now that they're Division One, if that's something they may look at down the road. But
well, you know, maybe it's out there, but it would have to be somebody who would say, okay, fellas, I'll bring you along here. Somebody with very deep pockets would, you know, pledge a long-term financial commitment to sustaining it.
Well, I think if Ralph Macy were still alive, he'd probably be throwing some money into it maybe on that. Remember old Ralph out in Rapid City? He was a big Coyote guy. He may have done that if he was still around, that's for sure.
That'd be good.
Hey, I see Craig Smith has added some more players to the men's basketball program. What have you found out about that?
Well, the JUCO kid from North Dakota, he looks like he's going to be pretty solid. The walk-on that they added, Lincoln Power is his name, he was recruited, I think, probably more for football. He's a big, strong kid and had a nice career as a quarterback at a small school in Nebraska. But I would guess that they're kind of hoping that he's, now that he's just going to play one sport, because he is a big strapping lad. He's 6'4", 220, and pretty athletic, that maybe if he just devotes his attention to basketball, they might see some things out of him in that sport that they haven't seen yet. And he certainly got the body to play Division I basketball. Now, if he has a skill level or not, after he redshirts a year and gets some time in the program, get some practice time, who knows?
What kind of impression are you getting from the kids that are coming in? Do you see some sort of personality that this program is starting to undertake now?
Well, those two kids that they brought in, they're both strong kids. They're both, that 6'4" range, over 200 pounds, strong kids who are not in traditional rebounding positions, but are both, at least in high school, for the power kid. And the JUCO they're excellent rebounders from, you know, the three spot. So I guess that's one thing you could see that he's going to want. So far he's brought in some guys who might be not, you know, your traditional 6'9" power forward guys, but they got a nose for the basketball.
The USD track and field team, they got not this weekend, but next weekend, they move on to what they call the West Region qualifiers.
Yeah, it's got several different names, and I have to look it up every single time that I write about it. But it's essentially the west side of the United States.
And they're going to Arkansas, which speaks everything about being west when you're down in Arkansas.
I don't know that it's a straight geographic division. I think it has to do with the enrollment. And they just keep moving east till it's half and half. but they could send a bunch of kids there.
15, I think, right?
They could send 15. They'll have to wait until Thursday and see how it all balances out, because some of the people on the fringe, it would be contingent on some other people ahead of them are injured or not.
The qualification standards, things like that, yeah.
But they're sending, they could send half a dozen each men and women down there for sure to compete. So there's going to be a lot of coyotes down there, that's for sure.
What you working on? What's your assignment the rest of the week for the Argus Leader?
Well, you asked me this last week, and I said, and I'm not accusing you of not paying attention. That's not where this is.
I understand.
Oh, no. You can totally go there, man.
We've been friends a long time. You can say it like it is.
Just come on. I'll even put the delay on you.
I'm reviewing for the audience. I've been working on a thing involved with the Great Life Golf and Fitness, and just touching base with the powers that be in that as to how it's going. And obviously it's still early and the weather's been crappy. And so you don't have a real, I don't think, accurate statistical gauge for the impact that venture is going to make on our community, mm-hmm. our golf community. But you are getting at least the first signs of it. And talked to a lot of people about it, people who are both in the program and outside the program, just about where it's going and how it's going with folks like Tom Walsh and Don Hill and some others. And it'll be in either Saturday's or Sunday's paper.
I will be reading there, Mr. Gary. As always, you do great work, and I appreciate the time you give us on Wednesdays, too.
The pleasure's all mine.
All right. Hey, Mick, thanks, pal. Talk to you later.
All right. Take care, guys.
There he goes, Mick Gary from the Argus Leader.